It's time now for Date Night. We are joined in the studio on this Friday morning by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
We recommend date night activities for folks looking for romantic activities in our community. How's it going?
Once my fever broke on Wednesday after the Canes won hockey.
Yeah, Brad was sick for half the week.
Oh, it was.
I had to deal with that, y'all. Yeah.
I'm sorry that he has to be a world-renowned radio host and also deal with someone who goes, I don't feel good. I'm going to bed
the
early
burden
for
is so
3 days
bear,
in a week.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like the burden some people have had to bear like over the past couple days.
Yeah.
You know.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I'm not trying to seg us into a date night topic, but I mean, you've had it bad, but some people had it so much worse.
Are you talking about women?
I never talk about women. I talk with women.
There we go.
But in this moment, I am, yes, talking about women.
All right. So the Oscar nominations just came out, among which is Barbie, which I assume is what you're referring to.
It is. We just watched that last week, week and a half ago.
2 weeks ago,
Has it been two
it's
weeks
been
since
two
Philly?
Weeks, yeah. We were in Philadelphia, and we were just killing time, and like, oh, Barbie is available to watch on TV, so we just like sat there and watched it, because it's such a good movie.
It is such a great movie.
So good.
We watched it for the first time on a whim, because we met our friends Cameron and Anna, who we were in Philly for the wedding for.
Was that same weekend when we were? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because they were at Kitchen Table. Yep, yep. Like, we played board games. Like, well,
in Raleigh.
We got time to kill. We're in Raleigh. There's an AMC around the corner. Do you want to watch Barbie?
Yeah.
We
that was
did.
A good
it was
idea
great.
I had.
And then we saw them get married and then said, well,
let's watch Barbie again.
Do you want to watch Barbie again?
So the Oscar nominations just came out, and we don't have a lot of frame of reference here because I think Barbie might be the only one of the Best Picture nominations that I've seen so far.
This is correct.
And I say that as someone who does a movie podcast. I still have only seen Barbie. Like, it's an old movie podcast, so I'm focused on older movies.
You have time.
I've got time, but yeah. So I don't have a ton of frame of reference, and I know you don't either. But in honor of the fact that the Oscar nominations just came out, what is an Oscar-themed date night for folks looking for romantic things to do in our area? What is a romantic date night idea that's inspired by the Oscars or the films that got nominated thereunto?
All right. So when I come up with a prompt, it's really because I want to talk about
this was
whatever
entirely
happened. Yeah. This is a me thing. So let me throw this out to you. Everybody regrets that more people, Greta Gerwig, Margot Robbie, did not get nods for the Oscars.
Yeah.
We have recently lost and then maybe in the future regained appreciation for Linda's in Chapel Hill. Over in our neck of the woods in Durham, Sam's Bottle Shop, after 8 billion years, is closing down from their new place across from, like, the 751
I-40. 754 and 751 Garrett Road, like,
yeah,
that whole area.
That whole area.
It's by Woodcroft.
Yeah,
it's by
they're Woodcroft. Closing down, so let's celebrate the new hotness that everybody's excited about, which is also incredible and like worthy of praise. Date night, go to Growler Girls.
Okay.
And get a pint or a growler or two.
That's on Hope Valley.
On Hope Valley, right across the way. Get pizza from Randy's Pizza, but do it on a night when there's trivia, because there's nothing more romantic than if you're with a clever person. Letting them show their cleverness by knowing, I know why the four non-blondes called what's up, what's up, instead of what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Because that kind of knowledge is very attractive and reminds you why you love someone.
I don't know. Like, I can go in two directions with my Barbie-related nomination, my Barbie-related date night. Because on the one hand, you could nominate a place that, like Barbie world pretends to, like Mattel in Barbie,
right,
pretends to put women front and center when in fact is just a vehicle for the patriarchy, in which case you go to Acme. But if you want like an actual like very prominent, very acclaimed date night spot in the Chapel Hill area that is female centric, female driven, the Lantern.
Ooh.
On West Franklin Street, Andrea Reusing's spot.
Yes.
She's won Beard Awards, like it's an amazing place. She's kind of moved on from the Lantern as like her central location, but like as a place that is female driven, female vision, like that's a fantastic spot. Yeah.
Also, like, let us not forget the bar where you can get the full Lantern menu, and also like when they do it, food trucks, little pop up like dinners.
Yeah.
Also, kind of
the garden spot behind Lantern. Yeah. Also fantastic, and they really go all out to be super inclusive and diverse. So you've got like, you've got people of color running businesses, women running businesses.
Right.
Like it's great back there.
Yeah. Is also great. Kind of following like this thread, like going to a Dingo Dog in Carrboro.
Okay.
Down towards
Carrboro.
Down towards I am making Carrboro adjacent things.
Carrboro. Over there.
You leave just Chapel Hill
there,
and when like
and
you get to Carrboro
eventually.
Instead of getting to the Wendy's, you make a right instead of going straight on. Like, is also a great, cool brewery. Go out there, get beers, celebrate women, even though the Oscars may or may not have.
I mean, look, Greta Gerwig got an, like, all of the talk on social media is, oh, Greta Gerwig didn't get an Oscar nomination. Greta Gerwig did get an Oscar nomination for screenplay. She should win, and I hope she does.
All right,
also,
Boomer.
The whole thing with the, like, oh, man, like, Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie didn't get a nomination and Ryan Gosling did, and that's just, like, the whole plot of Barbie. It's like, no, the whole plot of Barbie is Ken gets overlooked. In the Oscar nominations, Ken was the only one who got looked. Like, it's the opposite of the plot of Barbie. It's weird.
Yeah, I heard all of that, and all I could hear is Ryan Gosling, and I really thought that was Ryan Reynolds throughout the entire time I've seen it twice.
And that's Date Night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you.